Hi, and welcome to the GameSlave episode 50. Today we have Assimilator,
Proteus,
and Zelda Queen.
And woot! We made it all the way to 50 episodes!
And it's only taken 4 years.
That's taking that
Three?
Long. Three?
Okay, fine, I've lost count.
Yeah, I said, no, it's only, we're only on our second year.
Yeah!
The actual website's been up a hell of a lot longer than that, but we've only been doing podcasting for 2 years and 5 months.
Okay.
That's pretty good, considering we still only do it bi-weekly, and considering a couple months we missed here and there.
There were a few... Man, what is the plural for? Plural for hiatus. Hiatai?
Hiatuses? I'm going to go with hiatuses.
Yeah.
It sounds less stupid than hiatai.
That just sounds like someone who's never heard of Haiti before and tried to, you know, like read the name of it and go and...
So in the news this week, since our last actual recording, the Supreme Court heard on that great court case between Schwarzenegger and the Entertainment Merchants Association on whether or not the government has the right to regulate the sales of video games to minors.
Violent video games to minors.
Extremely violent video games to minors.
It should be noted that it's only Schwarzenegger in so much as he represents California.
Not anymore.
Well, it did. He's still technically governor.
Yeah, he is still technically governor until everything gets switched over at the beginning of the year.
He's a lame duck.
Anywho.
In any case.
So, most likely, yeah, I mean, even the guy that wrote the thing in, if you've seen Adam Sessler's interview with him on G4, he doesn't think this is most likely not going to pass. Especially the way it's written. It's too vague on what they mean by ultra-violent video games. And it's a bit iffy allowing the government to determine what this is, because that could be limiting free speech and such. Although there is a limit on free speech by corporations in the first place, so... But then people worry whether or not this is going to lead to the regulation of other stuff that may be considered ultra-violent, such as comics, books, movies, TV shows.
Music. Which is kind of funny, because I was reading studies saying that at least video game sales are the most, like, watched sales for, like, minors. Like, minors were able to get into R-rated movies easier by, you know...
Adult mags.
Adult magazines restricted, like, music, like, mature music and such, so much easier than video games. It was, like, a lot higher, and there's a lot more robust ratings for video games than there are any other media. And I'm like... If most people are doing their job and they're not selling it, it's not the kids who are directly buying it. It is the parents.
So this law will have absolutely no effect.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know, it's, what? I guess it is too. Like, a 10-year-old's not going to be able to go out and just buy, you know, 30 games, you know, in a couple of months because he wants to. I mean, he has no source of income of his own. It's going to be his parents who are buying him stuff or giving him money to buy stuff. I know, yeah, I don't see it going too far.
Yeah. Some of the comments during the proceedings are kind of weird, such as arguing whether, if it's a non-human person, like, they think they use the example of a Vulcan, that you're allowed to torture, maim, kill, or whatever to them.
Because they're not a human being.
Yeah.
As the law is worded, ultra-violence against human beings. But I'm like, but they're still humanoidal.
Yeah.
Apparently that don't count.
I don't know how Mortal Kombat fits into it.
Well, I just thought, this is an entertaining quote here.
Yeah.
From the court proceedings, transcript? The transcript.
Okay. Yeah.
Justin Kagan, you think Mortal Kombat is prohibited by the statute? Mr. Morzani, I believe it's a candidate, Your Honor. I haven't played the game and have been exposed to it sufficiently to judge myself. Kagan. It's a candidate, meaning, yes, a reasonable jury could find that Mortal Kombat, which is an iconic game, which I'm sure half of the clerks who work for us spend considerable amounts of time in their adolescence playing.
And Justice Scalia responds, I don't know what they're talking, what she's talking about.
Which also goes to show, why are people that have no clue on what some of this stuff is making the decisions for it?
Well, I guess part of it is it's their job to hear these cases once they come up to them. I'm sure they've done research. At least somebody seems to know what some things are.
Yeah. True. Kagan seems to know what Mortal Kombat is. Apparently from her clerks.
So at least they're bringing it for them. I guess we'll have to wait for like a month or 2 months.
They have until June.
for deliberation.
Okay, we have to wait half a year to see what the...
Well, we don't know how long they're going to take. It's kind of...
It's basically between now and June. They have it to decide. And the reason they have to decide, they have until June, is because I think that's when this session of the Supreme Court ends.
Yeah.
Supreme Court ends in the middle of the year?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
They do. It probably ends, you know, fiscal year. Some people's fiscal years are in on June 31st, so the Supreme Court might follow that kind of ruling.
You mean June 30th?
Yes, I said June 31st, anyway.
Yeah.
I am making up new days.
Suddenly, you know, leap day in February, it's now June 31st. I'd rather have an extra day of summer than an extra day of winter.
Yeah, seriously.
Can we do that?
Can we move February 29th to June
31st? What about those people who are born in February
29th? I think they just go with the 28th as their birthday.
They celebrate their birthday on 2 days. February 28th and March 1st. Anywho. But yeah, so that's like one of the only two court cases I actually give a damn about recently.
What's the other one?
It's Google suing the DOI.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just because I happen to work for the Department of the Interior. Anywho, in other semi-news, there's an officially cover art for the 25th anniversary Super Mario All-Stars version for the Wii.
For North America! Hooray! It's somewhere on there, so December 12th on one of those pages. Yeah, release date, December 12th, for $30.
So that in the event that you haven't already purchased every single version of Mario Brothers off a virtual console already, now you can get it in disc format.
I'd rather get it in disc format because I have all of them at once.
True. And then they don't have to sit on your
hard flash memory.
Well, no, there's no hard disk in a Wii.
Whatever my memory is in there, it will not be filled.
That flash memory is slow as all get out accessing it, it seems, sometimes.
Does it?
Have you seen how long it takes to load songs in Beatles Rock Band?
Well, apparently it comes with a CD soundtrack.
Oh, cool. I'm trying to convince my parents to buy the Red Wii, and I'll give them my Wii in exchange for the Red Wii. Wii! Sorry, I like red things.
Red's a good color.
Nice color, but I wish they released it earlier.
They didn't do that because they knew people would rebuy the Wii.
We should get the black one, because it'll go along with every other piece of electronics that we have.
No, I want a red one.
Black Wii, black PlayStation, black Xbox.
Black computer.
Black TV.
My Game Boy is not black, it's red.
But your Game Boy
is
black.
My phone is red.
But your Game Boy and your phone don't sit in your entertainment center.
Oh, it's not going to be seen. Who cares?
So you're going to buy a Wii so it can never be seen, so you're not going to play it just like you don't now?
I don't pay for any games. The only game I started playing again was WoW.
Yep, all three of us now play again.
I'm leveling a new character.
Leveling on a new server. And got tired of PvP.
Mostly got tired of the Penny Arcade Alliance. Those guys. Those guys.
And in the event you haven't noticed yet or done it yet, they have officially started the events for the leading up to the Shattering.
Cataclysm.
You can infiltrate the, what is it, Twilight Hammer?
Yeah, Twilight Hammer.
And randomly throughout the world, there is the elements trying to break through. Which, conveniently, for those that are not at max level, the elements are of the proper level for the zone they're in.
Yes! So when I was questing the Ghostlands, it kept happening upon them, because I kept wondering why Blizzard was being cast so long in one spot.
I was wondering about that. I'm like, there must just be a really bored mage over there while I was running around in the Ghostlands.
See, that's what I thought the first time I saw it, because it was over by, was it the Dawn? Was it Dawn Star Spire? I can't remember what it's called now. It's in the Ghostlands. And I thought it was something to do with the arcane things got there.
Like the west where all the trolls are, and then there's like the
constructs. That tower where you have to go to get
the book for the guys
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I thought it was just some arcane thing. But then I was running on the play Coastlands, and I found it again, and I'm like, I thought somebody was killing Luzerin because he ran into Golbis, and I'm like, oh, somebody's just killing him. But it just kept going, and I'm like, what mage has Blizzard at this low of a level, though?
Blizzard is like 52 or 54 now.
Okay, so...
Whoa, it used to be like 30, didn't it?
Yeah, no, I'm kind of... It's like I'm doing an instance. I have done freaking... Okay, I keep randoming into instances to help myself level faster with a mage, and, for, dear God, I am so sick of the Scarlet...
Scarlet Monastery?
Scarlet Monastery. I don't know how many times I've done the freaking graveyard now.
Oh, that one is kind of boring.
It just kept choosing the graveyard over and over and over. I swear I did it 4 times straight.
I like doing Scarlet Monastery as a high-level paladin, pushing other people through who are lower level. It's always fun to gather up 30 mobs and take them all down just by yourself.
I remember when these lower level instances were actually relatively difficult. You had to be careful on what you were doing in there. Now you can go through completely haphazard.
It seems to be with that in most things. I've been watching my bro, you know, do some, like, Lich King heroics. They run. Nobody stops. They just kill, kill, kill.
I'm kind of looking forward to Cataclysm, where people actually have to be careful again. Where, you know, all those nice little crowd control stuff that Blizzard has given us will once again be useful.
As long as you don't have these huge, twisty, winding, long, long dungeons like some of the old school ones, like
they've learned that lesson. Such.
No, they're even breaking those in half, breaking those apart. Maradon's going to be 2 separate instances.
Which is good, because those are just...
BRD's getting teleporters.
They're so... freaking long. Why can't we just redesign the dungeon? You're updating everything else in the old world. How about we just redesign the dungeons and say they are this way to begin with instead?
Well, they're doing that on some of them. Like, Silverfang Keep's becoming a heroic dungeon. It's in, Silverpine. Silverpine?
It's Silverpine, but it's Shadowfang.
Shadowfang Keep. I always call it the wrong thing. Every single time I mention that keep, I always say Silverfang instead of Shadowfang.
Yeah, I know they're making that into a heroic, and there's something else you're making into a heroic. I can't remember what now.
Was it the gold mine one, or was it
Dead Mines? Oh, Dead Mines. Yes, Dead Mines was getting one.
Oh, God.
Does anybody remember?
Now me? I'm really angry.
Does anybody else remember? I don't know if you guys were with me when I was playing, when we were first playing, and I was the Rue, and I was my priest, and I ended up being the only one alive versus Van Cleef. I ended up, you know, this was before anything with the zone, so I'm, like, running through, like, the whole entire dungeon. He's chasing me. That way I can get far enough away from him, that way I can, somebody can get back to their bodies, or I can, I couldn't res anybody because it was always in combat.
Do things de-zone in instances now? I thought they still chased you all the way
to the entrance. Yeah, this is way back in, you know, Vanilla WoW before anything else came out. I was running all over trying to keep myself alive. So somebody else could come back to their body and help me.
I remember in Burning Crusade, one time I was doing Old Hills Brad, and my poor little priest, we're fighting the final boss, and everybody else died. I had no mana, and I ended up wanding the boss to death. I got lucky.
You survived, though?
Yes, I did survive.
That final boss for Old Hills Brad was always a bit of a doozy. At least he packed a punch.
They used to all be doozies. I mean, I remember when instances were difficult, and it was actually a challenge, and it felt rewarding when you got to the end.
Yeah, that's why I didn't do many Lich King heroics, because I only did a couple of Burning Crusade ones, because I didn't do that many instances, because everybody else already knew all the fights and everything, and I'm like, I'm still learning, and I cried. I mean, I had a hard enough time doing Murmur once in a while. Mostly it was the running away part.
Anywho, but
in any case.
Back with the elements thing. One thing I found kind of funny is I'm flying into a Hammerfall, and right as I land, I notice, hey, there's an air elemental thing directly in the center of town.
There's one that popped up in the Ghostlands that was next to a quest giver, and the quest giver's towering because there's all these water elementals. You want to go get the quest, but then the water elementals start attacking you, and then the blizzard gets you, and then you die.
They seem to have a finite amount of time if they last at one location, even if they're not fought, though.
You just fight them in order to get the buff.
Yeah.
Also, you get a device. Have you not picked up the device?
Oh, I picked up the devices, but that's a daily quest. You can only pick up one device a day.
Yeah, but I saw one over near Death Home. And I was like, oh, I'll go kill that. And as I'm running over, making my way through the other mobs and stuff, it just disappears.
I don't really need the buff because it restores my mana, and being a ret pally, I already get the thing. Every once in a while, it pops up to restore my mana. I haven't actually carried any water or drinks with me because I don't need it.
See, the air one, it has a an attack where a heal has a random chance to increase your haste for 10 seconds.
I can rip through things. It's been very nice.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit OP, I think, right now.
The warlock can pretty much, you know, go nonstop.
I can go
especially, I went demonology, Felguard.
Yeah, and that's he keeps aggro easy nicely. Mode.
Yes, it is easy mode. I've already leveled, you know, a character up to 80 online, so I can go easy mode if I so choose. Of course, you know, warlock, it seems like affliction and demonology warlocks can be kind of easy mode at times. Dot, 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 next. Dot, 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 next. Dot, 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 next.
That's how I did when I was affliction. It was just like, you know, throw all my dots on one thing, and it kind of was running towards me, and then start throwing all my dots onto another thing, and then that one dies, but, you know, it kind of comes and hits me a couple times, and dead, and then the next one, you just keep going.
If you get low on health, just use Drain Lie.
Especially after you already have all of your other dots on something.
It is nice,
Drain Life does even more.
Not having to deal with bag space and shards. I can now fill up my bags with other useless junk that I need to sell.
Yeah! Yeah! Our bro bought us bigger bags. Well, my bro bought us bigger bags. We've already been filling them.
That's just because I never come back to town. It's like I'll do like 10 quests before I go back to town.
And sell it all. Or like me, I'm doing mining and jewel crafting, and I cannot find any freaking tin veins, though. Boy, we spent like a lot of time just talking about WoW.
They're all over Silver Pine, and Hillsbred. There's a lot of tin.
Okay, we just have to go to Hillsbred. We're almost done with Ghostlands.
Yeah.
I just go to Hillsbred and not worry about everybody trying to kill me.
Hey, before you kill Darkon, let me get my warlock to that space. I'll go with you guys.
Okay. That's supposed to be a 5-man quest, isn't it?
Yeah, we can do it with 3.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
At level 22.
You and I kill Blizzard and Nuklorok with no freaking problems.
Yeah. I thought they were only supposed to be like... Are they supposed to be 5 vans?
Blizzard and Nuklorok are supposed to be 3.
3? Okay.
At least. Suggested Pelliers, 3.
Anywho.
I'll priest it up.
Yeah, that was a lot of WoW talk. You're going to get a lot of this for a little while again.
It's all exciting again. I don't know why.
That's changed. It's... interesting again.
Yeah.
And plus, you
have the classes work has changed so much that
it's like playing a new game for a little bit.
Yeah.
Sure, it's kind of the same kill, 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 but that's kind of the same in every game. That's, you know, a RPG leveling based game.
Yeah.
And with all the new stuff, it's so much quicker to level. Getting mounts at 20 is crazy.
One interesting thing I noticed is that you get experience for harvesting nodes.
I noticed that. I was doing a quest, and the quest was green for me. So I'm killing these things, and I go and I'm a herbalist. So I pick some flowers, and ding! And all of a sudden the quest was gray.
You take the level.
Yes. I nearly did today, but there was a mob that got in the way, and I had to kill it first. And I was like, dang it!
I just thought that was funny. It's basically, pick, ding! That must have been one heck of a flower.
I've also noticed I've gotten rid of some stuff, like skill points. You have no more skill points or like weapons.
Weapon skills.
Yeah, you don't have to level that up anymore.
I didn't realize until later on. I was like, when you got hit with a fist or with your staff or something. I'm like, oh yeah, because you used to, as a priest, you would never have had very good staff skills because you didn't want stuff to get that close.
Yeah.
But now you don't have that anymore. Feels weird.
Wasn't one of the guys who played warrior in the guild was trying to,
Well, that used to be an achievement.
Skill up all of his weapon skills.
There was an achievement to get 4 weapons to 400.
And there was also one for getting unarmed all the way up, too.
So people would get unarmed up there, because that would be, you know, an achievement plus part of the other achievement, and then 3 other things. So now that achievement is in the past, so if you didn't get it by now, you're not going to get it now.
Well, I'm not going to get on the new characters. Old character will have it.
My old character didn't have it. I still have my priest. My priest is still going to get played a lot because I put a lot of work and care into my priest. So he still exists. But I have my, you know, warlock and my mage. I'm tired of healing a lot. It's kind of nice not having to worry about everybody's health and just kind of focus on the mob. Sure, I have to pay attention to the threat, which in current instances doesn't matter whatsoever because I can never hit anything and I can never attack anything long enough to actually get threat on it. Especially with a good tank.
I'm gonna have to try tanking again. It's all gonna be so weird. In any case, I think that's what we've done mostly this week.
That's all I've done all week.
I finished costumes. Hooray!
And we had your pirate party.
Hooray!
Skulls were found. I don't want to know what little pixie minch you killed for them, but we found skulls.
I just bought them. They were, you know, readily supplied to me by Oriental Trading Company.
You're telling me Oriental Trading Company is murdering small little people for their skulls?
Yes. And drilled holes through them to make them into necklaces.
Evil. The island of the island where Gulliver goes is not going to be pleased about this.
Oh, the Lilliputians?
Yes.
Yeah. So anyways, if you have comments, send them by email to mail@thegameslave.com. Website, www.thegameslave.com. Spreadshirt.thegameslave.com.
Wrong.
Thegameslave.spreadshirt.com. For t-shirt designs made by Zelda Queen. Have a great week. Game on.
Visit our forums at forum.thegameslave.com. Game on.
Game on.